We will go on to the first agenda item. Number one, report and possible discussion on General Manager CEO. Report by David Collingsworth, General Manager CEO.
Good morning.
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 It's good to see so many of you here this morning. Staff and board and guests, we really appreciate you coming out. I think we have the meeting time today where we'll have you out close to lunch. That's what I told the folks last night at dinner. So that's kind of the plan. We have a lot of action items for you to consider so that we can continue to make progress and move some things down the road. So we're real excited to share some of those things with you. I would like to start this morning with an update that I included in the GM update last Friday. Over the last 10 days, both the cities of Temple and Belton, city councils have approved a 10-year extension to our wastewater operations contract. So that's huge. The timing of it is huge because we had about 8 months left on our contract, and as we start approaching the end of our contract periods, our staff begin to question whether they're going to have a contract and a job. So as far as job security goes, it's really wonderful for them. And make no doubt about it, it's because the men and the women in the field that actually do the daily operations, those are the reasons that we're able to extend these contracts. They make BRA first class, and they are truly experts at what they do. So it's an honor to represent them. It'll be an honor to sign the contract amendment, and we're real excited about moving forward with that. So that's really great news. This morning, we're going to present to you, like I said, some action items. We're also going to give you an update. Matt's going to give you an update on what's going on down in Austin with the legislative session. It's been pretty quiet so far, lots of bills, but he'll explain to you the process that's fixing to happen as the committees get fired up this week and what may impact BRA, what may impact the water business, so you'll hear a lot about that. And then also, I'm really excited to talk with you this morning. We're going to give you a presentation on some stuff. Last April, I walked you through a 30,000-foot view, if you will, on the processes that we were going to put in place to help us better manage our projects, to help focus on how we're going to evaluate risk and how that flows into how we do capital projects, how we prioritize capital projects, so we can use those as the building blocks for our budget to explain to our customers what we're doing and to justify to our board why and how we're spending the money that we're spending. So along with that, we'll also give you an update on some of the capital projects that we've got going on. So you'll get to see some pictures and get some updates on those things. So we're real excited about that this morning. I want to give you just real briefly an update on what's fixing to occur with the BRA, because we're fixing to get really busy after this board meeting with some public outreach. In March, we're going to host a meeting in Waco where we're going to invite our customers and some of our stakeholders to Waco and walk them through kind of a state of the basin meeting. It will not be a budget meeting, but we're gonna talk about our projects, we're gonna talk about issues like mussels, we're gonna talk about Clean Rivers program, and we're going to walk our customers through our risk assessment so that they can begin to understand how we're building our budgets moving forward. So we're really looking forward to that in March, and then we'll turn right around in April and have another meeting with you all. And our April meeting is where we start laying out the basis of our budget, our draft budget, if you will. And then immediately following that budget in May, the customer meetings that we had in July, we're going to move those to May. One of the issues that I've learned from customers is that they would like to see that draft budget spaced out further from the budget presentation that we give the board in July. As it is, or as it has been in the years, they see that as having only 2 weeks to work through BRA once they get that draft budget. If they had issues and they wanted to approach the board, it doesn't give them enough time to really go through those budgets. So we're going to move those meetings into May to basically give our customers 2 months to look into our draft budgets and work through issues with staff. So those are kind of the things that are on our radar for the next 3 or 4 months. They'll take a lot of time and a lot of planning, but we're really looking forward to doing that. I'll leave you with one thing, and then I'll turn the meeting back over to the chairman. Those of you in the lower basin saw, actually in the GM updates, we've been giving you updates on river flow. And then some of you in the lower Brazos, in the lower basin, because of issues with river gauges and flooding, I've been sending you some of you snippets about the Richmond gauge. Just as a point of reference, between October and December of this year, more water flowed through that gauge than ever in recorded history. 5.7 million acre-feet of water flowed under that bridge. As the water demands in the basin are today, where our customers are basically using about 300,000 acre-feet of water a year, that's enough water to have taken care of the entire Brazos Basin for 19 years. So it's been wet. It just went into the holding tank. Yeah. The salty holding tank. So with that, again, thank you all for being here. And, Mr. Chairman, I'll turn it back over to you.
Thank you.